and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and I have to say I've been looking forward to today's interview for a week. I have invited author Robin Marvel to the program to talk to us about her new book, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, and it's just been published by Loving Healing Press. This is an exceptional workbook designed to encourage self-awareness in young girls. It offers page after page of hands-on exercises to encourage the exploration of universal awareness. Robin also offers the nationwide workshop, Chakra-Size Your Spirit, for kids and their grown-ups. This workshop teaches 7 chakra sizes to boost the mind, body, and spirit. She is the creator of AuraSenseGuide.com, which is a website she designed to expand self-awareness and encourage universal awareness through book reviews, articles, and weekly tarot. And there is a special community site developed for girls reading Robin's new book called AwakeningGirls.com. Currently, she is finishing up 2 new books, Awakening Consciousness, A Boy's Guide, as well as Metaphysical Mind in a Small Town. Robin Marvel lives in Hersey, Michigan, with her very supportive husband and 4 phenomenal daughters. Now, along with Robin today, joining us on our interview is 10-year-old Brenna Bales. Brenna is a book reviewer for ReaderViewsKids.com, and she wrote a wonderful review of Robin's book. And I thought it would be great fun to have Brenna in on the first half of our interview today to tell us why she liked the book and to have her ask Robin some questions. So with that said, welcome both of you, ladies.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Robin. Hi, Brenna.
Hi.
Well, so Robin, congratulations on putting together such a unique and very progressive book. So it sounds like this is just the first in many to come from you.
Definitely. I'm definitely in the process of creating more, expand awareness.
Yes. So first off, you know, I know that these words are going to pop up through our interview today. So why don't you clarify the difference between self-awareness and universal awareness?
Self-awareness is more of an awareness within yourself to being true to who you are and expanding who you want to be based on your own choices and the reality that you've created. A universal awareness is more of, we're all of one mind is the way I look at it. I think that everybody connects to one another, and universal awareness kind of just sends a message of love out to everybody in expanding everybody's awareness.
Okay, well, that's understandable. So tell us then, describe your book for us before we get Brenna on to ask you some questions.
My book is designed to help encourage young girls, because it's a girl's guide, or even adults for that matter, to expand within themselves, to follow their own path, because there's so many limits and there's so many stereotypes placed on everybody. And I think that it's important for girls to know that they can be true to who they are without those limits and without the expectations of others. And I really wanted to motivate them to love themselves. Basically, the underlying message of my book is loving yourself and being true to you. But I also threw in some good stuff like how to keep a healthy aura and some aromatherapy crafts, things like that that will help expand your knowledge.
So many practical exercises and activities in this book. It's really fantastic. Now, it's for young girls. Is it age specific?
I do not consider it age specific because I think that there's some older women too, not just young girls, that are struggling with finding their true self and their inner awareness and things like that. So I think it could be for any age. I never want it to be specific to a certain age because I think all people of all ages can use this on their search,
mm-hmm.
or on their path, I guess I should say, sorry.
So do you think then that young girls, I mean, Brenna's 10, she loved your book. Do you think young girls really can actually understand the concepts that you talk about here?
Absolutely. I think that these young girls, it's the time to teach them self-love, I guess is what I want to say. I think that young girls can definitely understand, and it's very hands-on and self-explanatory, so they don't really need an adult to go through each exercise with them. You know, they can do it on their own, and it's very easy to understand. The book is, and
Yeah, you've laid it out so simply, but it's just so powerful. It's a fantastic book. So
thank you.
So Brenna, I would like to ask you some questions before you ask Robin what you have. So have you ever read a book like Awakening Consciousness?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. So this was the first time. Well, tell us what you liked about this book.
Well, I liked how the book encouraged you to, you know, write down your feelings to help you better connect with the book's exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that you could really get active with the exercises.
Okay, now did you have any specific exercises that you really liked?
No, not really. They were all kind of...
You liked them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I know one thing that you said about this book was that it sparked something inside of you that you'd never felt before. What do you think that was?
I don't really know. It's just as I was reading the book, I felt happier or more energetic.
Mm-hmm. And that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how do you see yourself differently now that you've read this book?
Well, I don't really see myself differently, but I kind of see myself doing things differently.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, that's when I'm sad or just when I'm feeling kind of not very happy or I'm feeling just tired or anything, I'll open the book and I'll just turn to any random page and it'll just bring me up.
That's fantastic. So do you think you'll have this book around for a while then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I know you had some questions for Robin today, so do you want to ask your first question?
What inspired you to write this book on this subject matter?
The reason I wrote Awakening Consciousness was because I have four daughters, and they're really amazing individuals, and I wanted to teach them the things that I think that were missed out when I was in school, the things that you don't get taught in public school. I wanted to teach them, and I wanted them to grow and decide for themselves what path they wanted to take. So I searched and searched the internet for books of this matter to buy, and there was nothing. So I said, I'm just going to write one. So I just hammered down and wrote, and one of the pages is actually written by my oldest daughter, the I Love Affirmations page. And it was really a group effort. I really ran all of these pages by my daughters and said, what do you guys think? Where can I change? And things like that. And I basically wrote it for them. And I also, for the reasons, like you said, the difference that it made in your life, I want to make that difference in lots of people's lives. I want the book to. I want people to be able to grow and be true to themselves. So my daughters were the real inspiration.
How old are your daughters?
I have a 12-year-old, and her name is Emily, and I have a 7-year-old named Annadella, and then I have a 4-year-old, Carly, and a 2-year-old, Camden. And they're all in the book, actually.
Mm-hmm. Those are all the pictures of your kids?
Yep.
Oh, that's
yep.
Fantastic.
And the 3 older ones are on the front, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great inspiration. All right, Brenna, what else do you have?
How did your daughter feel about being in the book?
She was really excited because we have always, ever since I was young, my family, my aunts and stuff have always, they've never been like limiting, you know, they've never put limitations on us, and they've always encouraged us. So I've always did that with my daughters. I've always encouraged them to follow their own paths and be themselves and love themselves. And so she was really excited because she had started writing articles. She actually has a lot of articles written, and I went through them and I picked that one because I thought that had a lot of meaning to a lot of people. It would help out. So she was really excited.
Yeah, and when you were my age, were you interested in this type of subject?
Absolutely. I think on probably a little less of a level, but like I said, I grew up with a very open-minded family. My mom, my aunt, and everybody were always very encouraging. And I think it was probably 3rd grade when I really started to question the different metaphysical principles and stuff, and my aunts and my mom and them helped it to grow because there weren't no limits placed. So I definitely was. But I wish I would have had a book like this.
And how do you think this book might change people's lives or change people's minds?
I think that this book will give people an outlet because a lot of people are scared of what they don't know. And I think with Awakening Consciousness, it's a very user-friendly guide that people can pick up and say, oh, you know, there is a bigger picture. There is more. And I also think when I was in school, I was a girl with low self-esteem. I was a very low self-esteem person. And I think that gets passed up a lot because like I said, there's so many limitations and stereotypes placed on people. And I think that this book will help children to see that, or people in general, to see that they have the option of loving themselves and creating their reality and choosing who they want to be. And I think it's making a difference because a couple of my daughter's friends have called me actually and talked to me about it because they bought the book. And so I'm really excited about that.
Just let me ask Brenda a question. Do you feel that you love yourself more that you read this book and did some of these exercises?
Yeah, I do.
That's great.
That is. Thank you so much. You've made my whole entire year. Thank you so much, Brenna. This is so nice.
Yeah, okay. I know, Brenna, you had one more question to ask. What was it?
How did your religious background share your opinions in your book?
Well, I don't really have a religious background. It's always been an open field for me. There's never been any religion one way or another, not to me at all, from anyone in my life. But I will say that I live in a very small, conventional, say, Orthodox religious town, so that did have a lot of the effect on writing the book, and it still does by people's reactions and things like that in the town that I live. But I put in this book to stay true to who you are, and so that's what I do, and that's why religion really didn't play much of a part in it for me. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did.
Okay, all right. Let me know if anything else. I want to make sure I'm answering your questions good.
You two are doing great. You're making this very easy for me. Brenna, you're doing so good, and I know that those were the questions that you had for Robin today. Did you have anything else that came up?
No.
No? Well, great. Well, I'm just so happy that you were able to join us today. I know that you're at school right now, and your principal was so gracious to take you out of class so you could join us. So I just don't want to take up too much more of your time, but thank you so much. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope that we get a chance to talk again. Did you want to say goodbye, Robin?
Yes. Bye, Robin.
Oh, I want to say bye, too. Thank you very much, Brenna. It really means a lot to me that you like the book, and you can always email me or anything if you have any other questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Robin. Well, that was great. So how are parents at this point responding to your book?
You know, I haven't had anything negative come out of the book. Like, I went and I Googled the name of the book, and I had a ton of positive reviews come up. So I haven't heard anything negative, but I know that there are people, especially, I don't know, like, in the bigger world, but in my small town,
mm-hmm.
People really are, I'm not selling it out of the stores around here. You know, it's not something that people are open to it, but my newspaper here in town did do a big article on me, so that was really cool.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, it's unfortunate about the small town. You know, I think that there's a long way to go in the whole concept of universal consciousness.
You know, and I had actually, my mother-in-law actually showed up at my mom's house and told her that she feared for the safety of my kids because I'm not Christian or whatever. And so, I mean, it's really extreme here. But like I say, I'm true to who I am, and I'm teaching my children that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I back down, then what am I teaching them?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
there's so much information that is actually being put out there regarding spirituality in children. And, you know, children are so much smarter and so much more aware and in tune than what we have typically thought. And so I think that this is natural information for them, really.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100% with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you respond then to parents? What do you tell them to kind of just lessen that fear that they may have around it, at least the ones that are opposing?
I tell them that I want people to have a sense of security. Like I said, I was that low self-esteem girl in school, and that really was a lot of motivation behind this book, too, because I tell them that it's universal love. That is my main thing. People need to realize that no matter what religion you are, no matter what you are, love is the bottom line, no matter what. And this book is not to threaten them, and I don't think anything buddy feels threatened. I just think that they feel it's different. You know, they're scared of what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing I can tell them is that I think it's important for people to know that there's more out there, that there's a bigger picture. And that's just the way it's going to be. I'm not going to back down, basically, from my beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But believe me, my small town, it's been...
Oh, I've lived in small towns. I understand what you're saying.
Oh, my. Goodness.
You poor thing. Well, you're a path cutter, obviously, you know, and so you have an inner strength and an inner courage to stand in what you believe. So you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Oh, yes, I agree with that.
And I think this book is a great way for actually parents that are open to it to connect with their children, you know, get involved with their daughters, do some of these exercises with them, you know, really work at this workbook together.
Right, yeah.
Did you design it that way?
I did. Like I said, I homeschool my girls, and I love to spend time with them, and I love to expand their awareness. And it's amazing when you do like a chakra size with them, and you can see the difference in them physically and mentally. You know, and I think that building your child's inner strength is the only way to go, because they're going to face things in this world, and if they don't get a foundation right now,
mm-hmm.
then they're going to be lost. I don't want that for anybody.
And there's so many distractions. There's so many ways that children can be pulled off of their path, really.
It's so true. And like I say, you know, my daughter was in public school until sixth grade, and I watched the little girls in her class, and I watched the parents, and I see, I mean, just from my town, just the pressure and the expectations and the, you know, the criticizing, and I'm just take this book, and I just hope that at least if even one kid finds them their true self through it, then I think that it was worth everything.
Mm-hmm.
People liking it or not, I mean, I don't really care. I know that sounds mean.
Well, it's the great thing about
the interview.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Hi there. Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. I'm talking today with Robin Marvel. Her new book, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, is out now on Loving Healing Press. And you can find out more about Robin, her book, and all of her endeavors through her website, AuraSenseGuide.com. And there is a special community site developed for girls reading Robin's new book called AwakeningGirls.com. Yeah, it's the great thing about the internet, you know, you can reach a wider audience. And so people that are open to this information will find your book through that. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, we mentioned chakra sizes. Now, I know that this is something that you teach in your workshops. You've included it in your book. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what they are? Now, you introduced the concept of chakras in your book. So maybe talk a little to chakras as just, a preamble to what chakra sizes are.
Okay, well, your chakras are the energy centers of your body. And I envision them as like flowers. When flowers get nurtured and cared for and watered in sunshine, then they open and they look beautiful. Well, when they don't have those things that they need, then they obviously shrink up and they die. And I think your chakras are a lot of the same thing, but more with energy is what opens them and closes them, and they get blockages in them from not enough energy or too much energy. The workshop that I do is designed to kickstart people's chakras, or children's chakras, everybody's chakras, to get them going and feeling good, and they end up with a healthier mind, body, and soul. And they're also fun, and they help you to really look inside and figure out where your blockages are, because each chakra is associated with a different characteristic of your personality. And if there's blockages in that chakra, then you know where to work. You know what chakra sizes to work with and what to expand on.
Mm-hmm. Now, how responsive are children to the chakras, and can they actually feel them spinning in their body?
I don't necessarily know that they can feel them spinning. They can feel them when they're blocked versus clear,
mm-hmm.
versus flowing freely, just like an adult, because when they're blocked, you feel sluggish, you have low energy. You know, like I said, each chakra has its own characteristics of what happens when it's too open, what happens when it's blocked, what happens when it's closed, things of that nature.
So why did you decide to actually use that as a foundation, the chakra system?
Mm-hmm. Because I think that we all have to have positive, great energy within us to become a part of the universal awareness. You know, one change in us, we have a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're feeling good and our energies are good, and the chakra sizes are fun and they're easy to do. I mean, my 2-year-old does them. So they're so easy to do that I thought that's a good basis for a girl to start really searching for her inner being and strengthen herself from the inside out. And also health-wise, it's really good for your health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's more scientific evidence of supporting things of that nature. So
there really are. You know, the whole concept of the chakra system is really, really hitting mainstream these days. There was a time when the whole concept of acupuncture and the Oriental model was just really far out there. Now it's being taught in medical school, you know. So the whole chakra system, I mean, it is an ancient, ancient system. Its time has come, really.
It has. That's, I agree. And I think we're better to start than with the kids. I mean, they're our future.
Yeah.
They're building our future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've actually geared this book in a way where one concept builds on another. You know, you start with reading auras, and then you get into energy. And so what did you find, really, that looking for auras is a good starting point? And maybe give our audience an idea of how you progress through this book.
Basically, when you start with your auras, they're very easy to see. They're very easy to clean. They're very easy to know if they're dirty or not, and to know if you're feeling good or not. You progress through the book. There's just different avenues that you can take to expand your awareness.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got this exercise in there called Where's Your Energy, where children can actually feel their energy very quickly, I think in about 45 seconds. So do you find that most children can actually feel that quickly?
Absolutely, and that exercise is so good because it gives them something real. Like, they know there's something there. Because you can talk about it all you want, but when they can feel it, their own, themselves, it's an accomplishment. And it just really gets them their spark for their, you know, learning new things and feeling their own energy.
Mm-hmm. I loved also the section you had on attitude of gratitude. You know, this is such a powerful tool, and it looks to me that it's one of the only ones that is really directly guiding girls to change their thought process. So was that something that you were considering when you were writing?
Absolutely. I think that we all need to be thankful for what we have and who we are and realize it. I mean, so, like, I know that I keep saying this, but like I said, you know, these girls, they go through life, they don't really know who they are or what they stand for because they're so programmed, I guess, is for a lack of a better word, is so programmed, and they need to really find and love themselves and be thankful for what they have and who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to bring this to a modern-day context that we're seeing so much instability right now in our world that is putting incredible amounts of anxiety and stress on families, which, of course, children, girls, and boys are undoubtedly feeling this. So what are your thoughts on children's awareness of the stress that so many parents and adults are feeling right now? And maybe give us an idea of some exercises that would help for children to maintain their center.
I think that children have to realize that they have to search for the good. You know, I believe in the law of attraction. And I think that even though, you know, the economy and all that stuff, I think it's all in how you see it. And it's all in your interpretation and how you take it, where you take it. And the more good you put out, the more good you're going to get back. That's the way I feel about it. And I think a good exercise is your good energy is showing, because I think it's always important to show off your good energy. And to the meditation's good, because then you can envision where you want to be, you know, and where you're gonna be, because you get to create it. And I think that that's really important in the book too, where it shows the creating your own reality, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you are going to be releasing also a book along the same lines, but designed for boys. So what's going to be the difference in the two books?
A boy one, I'm going to focus more on Native American stance, where I'm going to do something with, like, totem poles and things like that, because things that can relate to boys, there's going to be some differences as far as competition is a big issue for boys.
Mm.
You know, things like that to strengthen a boy. But there is going to be some of the same activities, too, because I think some of these are all important, like finding your aura and stuff like that is all important and relates to boys and girls.
will it still be the same type of theme of building self-esteem, self-confidence, self-awareness, self-love?
Absolutely, yeah. Because boys, they are labeled so much from little. You know, boys don't cry. Boys don't express who they are, you know, their feelings, things like that. So it's going to definitely build on their self-esteem and character and guide them to loving themselves, because that's important for everybody, not gender-specific.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. These are so unique. I mean, we need these kinds of books so bad right now, really. Yes, yes. Now, I really would like for you to mention some of the projects that you have that are coming up. You are starting an organization called With Gratitude?
I am. And that organization, what I'm going to do is I want to gear it towards pregnant women of all age and whatever. It makes no difference. And I want to help them. I want to help them by building their self-worth and their self-esteem while being pregnant, as well as I want to be able to give them baskets with, like, diapers and wipes and bottles and things of that nature to help them out and make them know the difference that they're making in this child's life that they're bringing into the world, as well as what they're making just being themselves. And I think that some women really lose sight of that, especially when they're pregnant, if they're single mothers or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you be doing that in your community?
I'm going to try to start in my community
and
expand, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, you're also doing some work in hospitals as well.
I'm trying to. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to give my workshop in hospitals. That's really something I'm really working on. I'm contacting hospitals in the state of Michigan right now, but I will definitely expand. I'm open to anywhere. I want to go in and I want to give my chakra size workshop because I think that can really enhance patients' healing abilities. I'm not saying that it heals people. I'm saying it will help encourage them to work on their inside while they're healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it will really benefit everyone involved.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, there's so much research that's being done right now of meditation and all sorts of alternative practices that really help the whole healing process. So, I mean, I think there's incredible scientific documentation that leans towards that.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's mention your website. It's AuraSenseGuide.com, and it really is a stopping point for so many different concepts, different things. You've got articles, book reviews. You've got a list of your workshops coming up, dates where you'll be. So tell us about your intention for this website.
The website actually stemmed everything. What I started with was I wanted to do a magazine because in my area there's nothing here. There's nothing spiritual. There's nothing expanding your knowledge. There's nothing. So I thought I'll start a magazine, and I was printing them at home off of my printer, and it got really costly, and people around here were like, we're not interested. I mean, it seemed like I wasn't getting anywhere. So I decided to do the website because I could reach more people outside of where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And actually it started bringing – people were emailing me, and they were really interested. And then, Victor Volkman is responsible for me doing book reviews because he actually emailed me before he was even my publisher and was like, would you be interested in doing book reviews?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'd never thought of that avenue, but absolutely. And so he sent me some phenomenal books, and Vibrational Universe by Kenneth McLean just changed my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And that book, I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I just grew, and now it's now it's just a place where I want people to come and feel comfortable and send me stuff if you want to. Send me things that you think are important to you. And I have a page on there where people can send their quotes or, like, their poems that they write or their sayings or even quotes that they find out there that are important that have made a difference in their life. And I like to post them on there and say, hey, here you go, you know, so other people can see. Because I think we all have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are one way, you know, they're like, me, me, me. And I think it's so important to include everybody and just build it, make it bigger that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help do that by my website, then I did what I wanted to do.
It's really a fantastic website, and it really is an opening for, you know, people, individuals that are maybe living in communities such as yourself where you don't have others that you can relate to, you know. It's kind of like we live in this day and age where the Internet is building a different kind of community. So you've really, really created this with your website, and I just really congratulate you on it and encourage our listeners to go to AuraSenseGuide.com. It really is a nice website.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Well, I have just enjoyed our conversation today. You know, we had Brenna on. That was so much fun. And just really, I'm so impressed with the work that you're doing. This is very transformational. And, you know, it's really hitting to children, to our future. And these kids coming up these days, you know, they're a lot more aware than maybe you and I when we were growing up.
Right. I agree with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Robin. And we'll definitely talk again when you come out with your book geared for boys and this metaphysical mind in a small town that you will be coming up with as well. I mean, that sounds very interesting, and I think some of that we touched on a little bit today, but, you know, that you have a lot of work that will be coming out in the near future, so I know we'll be talking again.
Yes, I can't. I look very forward to it. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, you take care, Robin.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, that's been Robin Marvel. Her latest book, or her new book, Awakening Consciousness, A Girl's Guide, is out now. It has been published by Loving Healing Press, and you can find that through Robin's website, AuraSenseGuide.com, as well as through online booksellers, and I'm sure it can be ordered through your local bookstore. So I hope you've enjoyed this wonderful interview, very interesting information. If it resonates, please do check it out and send Robin an email. She'd love to hear from you. So I want to thank you again for tuning into Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.